Good morning, and welcome to A Healthier You. I'm your host, David Christopher, with my co-host, Fawn. And this morning, as usual, we're going to talk about ways of making you healthier. Good morning, Fawn.
Good morning, David. How are you?
Not here.
Well, I'm out of this world, too. This is a tape program for you this morning. I know that's the second one in a row. I'm sorry. We apologize for that. David had to be in San Francisco lecturing, and I'm running kids around this morning, so we apologize for not being able to take questions, but we have a really good program ready for you, and we want you to stick with us and listen to the wonderful information we have. As always, this program is brought to you by the Dr. Christopher Herb Shop at 160 South State and Orme, Mother Nature's Market, and Herb Shop at 188 South Main in Springville. We have a lot of information to give these people today, don't we?
Right. This show takes me back to college days.
Yeah, I remember those college days.
You know, it was a matter of being newly married and a lot of responsibilities, taking 17 hours in school and running a business full-time, being in the elders' quorum presidency.
Having a little new little baby.
And a newborn baby. And it just didn't work. I got so sick.
You did. You were sick for 2 weeks.
I came down with the flu so bad I just couldn't kick it. And then a really good friend of ours brought me over a preparation that of a formula my father had put together. And, hey, it kicked it.
In just a matter of a day, I think
it was. Yeah, like overnight. And the next day I was like up and going great guns.
I don't think you've ever been as sick as you were then. I don't remember you ever being sick like that since.
I guess I just really depleted myself, wore myself out. And,
yeah, because you were 2 weeks with this. Yeah, I remember that. Pretty intense.
We've had a lot of people just praise this particular formula and say it saved their lives and a lot of other things. I guess we have to go back to Snowflake, Arizona.
Absolutely.
That's where this came from.
And your dad was in Snowflake a lot. Arizona was one state that he frequented quite often. And Snowflake was one of those cities in the state. Do you want me to tell this story?
Sure.
Okay. He was lecturing in Snowflake, Arizona one night when one of the group, and he had been talking about plagues, you know, and things that are to come. And so one person in the group asked if he had an anti-plague formula. Well, he was prompted, you know, he hadn't really thought about it before, but he was prompted to give a certain combination of herbs. And so as he rattled them off, people in the audience were writing it down just as fast as he could speak. And they were impressed by what he said to take this information home and to get this made up, this particular combination made up. And so they went down, they got all the ingredients put together, they got together as a group, some of them did, and made this preparation. Because Dr. Christopher impressed upon him that we would never know when to expect uncertain times. It could be tomorrow, it could be years from now, but it'd be better to be safe than sorry. So they made up gallons of the syrup. If you can imagine making up gallons of this, and you'll understand why I say that as soon as you hear about how to make this. They made up gallons of the syrup, and they had it on hand and put it in storage and kept it in their homes. Well, a few months later, he was surprised to hear that Snowflake, Arizona was hit with a plague-like condition of flu. And the people, it had even taken the lives of some of the people, some children and things. And so the people that had made up the syrup began giving it to their families, giving it to their neighbors, giving it to anyone who would take it. And everyone who took this combination recovered from the flu just really quickly. They had tremendous results. Dr. Christopher talks about one time he was picked up at an airport as he was traveling, you know, for another lecture. And he kept hearing, a man picked him up, and he kept hearing this bottle rolling around in the back of the car. And finally, his curiosity got the best of him, and he asked the man what that rolling around bottle was. And he says, oh, that's the anti-plague formula. We never leave home without it. We take it in all of our cars. Whenever we travel, we always have it with us. And then somebody else, I think, liked to use it as a salad dressing.
Yes, I remember him.
Yes, and that to me is just a little bit strong of a salad dressing, but some people really get into this particular product. Anyway, should we talk about it?
Yeah, you know, maybe we ought to go through herb by herb as to what it does.
I think that sounds great.
The very first herb that he puts in his formula is comfrey.
Absolutely. Well, we all know the benefits of comfrey. We've used it time and time again. And comfrey is one of those plants that has a really long taproot. So it goes down really far into the ground, which is why it can have calcium and potassium and phosphorus and vitamins A, C, and some B12 in it because of its long taproot. It also has quite a bit. It has more protein in its leaf structure than any other member known in the vegetable kingdom. Did you know that? It has a lot of protein.
About that.
Yeah. And it also, the leaf and the root, as we know, contain allantoin.
Which means you're going to be making good cells to replace the cells that might have been damaged during the
flu
or
whatever
plague else. Or whatever we're dealing with.
Right. Exactly.
Well, we could talk about the therapeutic action of comfrey. Did you have some more on the food aspect? Well, the first thing that we find in Dr. Christopher's School of Natural Healing, this textbook is, it's massive, 700 something pages long. At any rate, in talking about comfrey, the first thing that they mention is a demulcent. And a demulcent is something that soothes inflamed tissue. And isn't that exactly what happens in the flu, is this, we get all inflamed inside?
Absolutely.
And so, for its demulcent properties, we want to be sure to use comfrey.
Right.
Now, the second thing it says here is a cell proliferant, which you mentioned already.
Right.
And basically that means that it's going to help the body create cells.
And also, won't it, at the same time, David, push out the waste and dead cell structure from other areas? Just like you said, it will replace those cells that may have been damaged by helping to push out that waste material so that the body can eliminate them.
Right. Just another word on demulcent. It's defined as a superior demulcent, you know, as far as comfrey is concerned. And demulcent is defined as an herb which soothes, softens, allays irritation to mucous membranes and externally. It has slippery, mucilaginous properties, which in a solution will coat, shield, lubricate, and soothe inflamed surfaces from irritating substances.
That's interesting.
And the big battle that's going on in there, that's exactly what we want to do, is soothe.
Right.
Well, let's go on in Dr. Christopher's School of Natural Healing. It's also defined as pectoral.
Now, what's that?
That would be something for the chest area to help clear that area. It's just an astringent, tightens up tissue, helps push away those invading organisms. Of course, you've already mentioned about it being nutritive. It's also tonic, so it'll tone the body and strengthen. So we've got a real strengthening herb here in this formula.
Well, we know that to be true, that it is a strong herb, because just watch it grow. I mean, it grows high, we whack it off right down to the bare nothing, and all of a sudden it's back again next week. It grows very well and very strong and hardy plant.
It's also listed as an expectorant. And during the flu or any communicable disease, you tend to build up a lot of mucus, which is the body's way of trying to trap invading organisms to get them out. And so we're going to have to get that out of our system. And so comfrey acts as an expectorant to expel that out of our bodies.
Absolutely.
It's an alterative. An alterative is a substance that will work with the body as we need it. In other words, for example, say we had a fever. An alterative would help augment that fever and help build it. But if we didn't have a fever, it wouldn't start a fever. See, so
that makes sense.
It basically, what the body wants to do, an alterative will help it do it.
Okay.
So, has those qualities about it. It's, of course, mucilage and styptic. Basically, if there's any internal bleeding, it's going to help stop that. Now, the traditional uses for comfrey have been for cough, ulcerated and inflamed lung conditions. See, this is almost a very specific. I don't think you could do the formula without comfrey.
Right.
And a lot of people have this thing against comfrey, you know, because of the pyrrolizidine alkaloids. But, you know, it's interesting that they come up with these cases of people that have what they call veno-occlusive disease, you know, with actually small amounts of comfrey in comparison with what our people use. People that use the Dr. Christopher program take massive amounts of comfrey and never come up with this veno-occlusive disease. So you kind of wonder if there's really even any connection at all with veno-occlusive disease and comfrey, or if it's just something with those people. And maybe if they'd clean up their livers, they wouldn't have a problem with substance like comfrey. In fact, maybe they'd have a problem with most any substance. I don't know.
That's interesting. That's true, because when your liver is clogged up and not functioning, then it throws everything else off.
Comfrey is specific for bronchitis. Comfrey is specific for asthma. So, see, all these are kind of related conditions. And so, naturally, Dr. Christopher put it in his wonderful anti-plague formula. It's been used successfully for tuberculosis, pleurisy, pneumonia. So exactly what we want to use is comfrey.
Right, because when the body is in that kind of condition, then it needs something that will help rebuild it and give it the vitamins and minerals that it needs to be able to work and function properly. Should we go on to the next herb?
Yeah.
Wormwood?
Wormwood.
I don't have a whole lot on wormwood. I do know that it does help protect against large pests in the garden area and things like that.
Well, it tends to help protect against small pests in your body.
Yes, it does do that too.
Because the principal action of wormwood is a vermifuge, meaning that it'll destroy worms and destroy parasites.
Well, that makes sense to put that in this combination then.
Yeah. What's her name? Clark wrote a whole book on, you know, parasites as being the sole cause of disease and cancer and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if I totally believe that, but I do believe that once the body's in a weakened condition, these parasites do enter and can cause havoc. And so once we're in that weakened condition, then we want to use something like wormwood, which is going to help expel these worms.
Right.
It's also a pain reliever, and it contains B complex in it and the vitamin C, calcium, potassium. And wormwood, probably one of the best qualities about wormwood is it's bitter.
So it helps the liver.
Definitely. Yeah, and we're going to need some liver support in any condition, and especially when we come down with the plague.
Or any plague-type flu symptom.
Yeah, any communicable disease. We're going to want to work on the liver, and so wormwood would be a good herb to do that.
You know, I was just with a friend the other day, and she told me that she had just gone in for a flu shot. And I thought, oh, where's my anti-plague? I better hurry and swig some down before I'm getting too associated too closely.
Right, that's a good place to get the flu.
It's from a flu shot. Right.
Or from someone that just had a flu shot.
Anyway, as we were driving, I kind of rolled the window down and tried to get as much fresh air in on my side as I could, because I was very concerned that her flu shot just might rub off on me a little bit. Interesting.
Well, the next herb that's in the anti-plague formula is lobelia. And you know, lobelia is probably the best nervine. It's just an excellent, excellent nervine. A lot of people think of it as a puke herb. You know? And hey, even there, it never hurts to clear the intestines out.
Right.
So even if it was going to work as that, which it's not because it's in a small amount, it would be good. But its principal action is as a nervine. And we're getting close to a break. Maybe we better...
Yeah, we are getting close to break, and I don't want to miss it because the herb shop has so many things on special. So right now, we'll just take a few minutes and go to our break. And like I was saying before, the herb shop has so many good October specials right now. I've talked to you the last few weeks about pank tea, getting your pancreas all ready for the Halloween special time of trick-or-treating and little candy nibbling here and there. Well, you might want to support your pancreas just a little bit with some extra nutritive things just specifically designed for the pancreas. In addition to that, the kidimune, we're talking about communicable diseases. And if your children, if you know that something especially is going around in the school system, you might want to pick up some kidimune, which is on special at the herb shops. This will help guard against your children's immune system being defeated by somebody else's, and just give them a little extra boost, keep it a little bit higher, so that they can do all the wonderful things they do. If your children are anything like mine, then you know that they're all busy, and you're running them around, and you don't want to have to, you know, take time to keep them home. So give them a little shot of kidimune, and that way they'll stay healthy. And now we'll go back to our program.
We were talking about lobelia. Also, lobelia is put into the formula as a catalyst to help the other herbs work better.
You know, your dad has said that time and time again, David. He uses lobelia so well in so many of his formulations because it's just the catalyst that makes everything work even better. He says that it's the Lord's great catalyst to combine the herbal entities to a smoothly operating whole. What a good way to say it.
Right. So, also lobelia contains trace minerals. Principally, one we need to look at is selenium. And you go to health food stores, I mean, they'll sell you selenium for just about everything. So, that's one thing that's going to help, is selenium, and it's in its natural state in the lobelia. It has marshmallow.
Yeah, marshmallow is a fun little herb. You know, those little plants that you find with cheez-its on it? That's marshmallow.
None of those white puffy things, huh?
Not the white puffy things. Did you know, David, though, originally the confectionery, the white puffy marshmallows we know today, came from the marshmallow root?
I knew that.
They powdered it up. It contains a, when you powder it, it contains a mucilage that thickens in water. And when you heat it with sugar, it created a soothing, sweet paste. And that's what they originally were making marshmallows out of. But, you know, the only thing that the past marshmallows and the current-day marshmallows have in common is the sugar. Nothing else. So, the marshmallows you buy in the store has no marshmallow root in it. Leave it alone.
Marshmallow is another one of those herbs, like comfrey, that's a demulcent. And so these inflamed conditions that we get, it's no wonder Dr. Christopher put a couple of those in. It has particularly good effect on joints, so relieving the inflammation in joints. And, you know, when you get some of these conditions like breakbone fever, you know, mm-hmm. it just feels like your bones are going to break. Mm-hmm. Marshmallow is so soothing and so protective there and anti-inflammatory.
You know, that's true. It's also really good to use in facial steams and masks and lotions just for those exact purposes to help soothe the skin.
So just what you want to do when you got the flu is do a facial steam.
Well, you don't have to do it during the flu, but you could use marshmallow
right.
facial steam.
I know. We're just throwing something in there.
He's just trying to give me a hard time.
Well, marshmallow also is extremely high in vitamin A.
Oh, I didn't know
in
that.
In the form of beta carotene, mm-hmm. but yeah.
Can I tell you a few more little tidbits I found?
Sure.
Well, before you go into more medicinal things. I found that it's also good for coughs. It's been used in the past for coughs. And like you said, it helps to reduce inflammation. And did you know that they used to use it on teething babies? Because their gums would be so inflamed. They found that doing a poultice of the marshmallow on teething babies really helped that. And if you boil the root and skim off the starchy byproduct that's on top of the water surface, you can use that as a gentle soap for skin problems, also including psoriasis. So marshmallow is really a fun little herb that you can play around with. It's nice to have it in this combination because of all the wonderful qualities it has. But standing by itself, it's also a really strong, wonderful herb that you can use in a variety of ways.
Now, marshmallow also has a diuretic effect to it. And so a lot of times we have a retention of water during sickness, during illness. You know, we're laying down, we don't have the circulation going. And so marshmallow can also relieve that. In fact, Dr. Christopher talked about a story once where a young boy didn't think much of his mother's herbology, you know, and actually called her witch doctor and stuff, you know.
Hmm.
But one day he was out scrimmaging for football, and I guess got hit pretty darn hard, and so they brought him home, and he was unable to avoid his urine.
Hmm.
And
painful.
Oh, it was getting really bad. And so he's just writhing, you know, on the floor, you know, and just couldn't stand it because he had to go but couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing to do. And so his mother said, well, I think what we'll do is go out and get this marshmallow, you know, because they had it out in the yard. And he said, anything. So she goes out and gets it and comes back in. And he says, I can't wait. So he just grabs the marshmallow root and just starts chewing it. Hmm. And immediately had to get up and avoid his urine.
Amazing.
Yeah. So, marshmallow is quite an interesting plant.
It's also an enemy of gangrene, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Which would be really good to have in this combination. You know, not that flu brings gangrene, but gangrene is brought on by...
a morbid condition.
Right.
Where you don't have circulation going, where things are all stopped up. So yeah, it breaks through those stoppages.
Right.
Yeah, marshmallow is a wonderful herb. It's also an absorbent, so it'll actually absorb a lot of this putrid matter and help carry it out.
Hmm.
So yeah, good one.
That's a good herb to have in there. What's our next one? I don't have my paper. Here it is. Are we going on to oak bark?
Yes.
Let's see, what good information do I have on oak bark? Oh yeah, let's see. The bark has tannins in it that has been used for leather and twine, and also for various dyes. If you make a decoction of the bark, it's an effective astringent. And if you take it orally, it would help with diarrhea or hemorrhoids, and varicose veins, of course, because of its astringent qualities, right? It can be used as a gargle for sore throats. It can be applied to bleeding gums. The new diet talks about that. Bleeding gums and pyorrhea episode using oak bark and packing that on the gums and how that saved teeth. It can be used for piles. And it's also good to put oak bark in an ointment for cuts and burns and all kinds of things.
And so in this particular formula, most likely it's used for its astringent qualities. Because, you know, when you have a communicable disease, the tissue tends to get, flaccid, loose,
mm-hmm.
and weepy and such. And so oak bark gets in there and tightens it up.
Tones it right up
and
to where
it forces that morbid matter out. So that's exactly what we're trying to do. And Dr. Christopher also recommended it for blood clots. Interesting.
Well, he did. And he recommended it for varicose veins by wrapping the legs in an oak bark fomentation. Really works well. So I can see why it would be in this combination. It tones, firms up the cells and the muscles, cartilage, and the flesh, which is, you know, when you're trying to fight something, you need help everywhere you can get it. Good.
The next herb is black walnut.
Oh, yeah, black walnut. Boy, you can make a dye out of black walnut, can't you?
Well, I guess if you want to dye your intestines, that's one thing you can do, isn't it?
That's true. An infusion of the powdered bark is said to act as a laxative, so it would have a slight laxative action to it. And an infusion of the dried leaves would help skin complaints such as eczema and herpes. Well, we know black walnut tincture to be very effective on toenail fungus, on athlete's foot, and those kind of conditions. So we know black walnut would be absolutely wonderful to have in this combination. Dr. Christopher says in his newsletter, it's one of the few known herbal destroyers of fungus. So if there's any fungus among us, black walnut is what we want to reach for. You didn't like my joke there, David? He's shaking his head at me. Do you have any other...
It's particularly rich in manganese, as well as potassium, calcium, and iron.
Hmm.
So, I don't have really a lot on that. I was looking, but I'm a little too late.
What can we go on to?
Sure.
Which one's the next one? Mullein?
Mullein.
Okay. I like mullein because when you find it out in the field or out in the wild or as we're roaming around, it's so nice to take it and stick it in the back of your shoe if your shoe is hurt and cushion your feet a little bit. It's just a real nice plant. We got a real good pressing in on that yesterday from one of the students. It's a beautiful mullein plant.
According to a lot of herbalists, mullein is a specific for the lungs. Indians used to use it, they smoked it to get that effect on the lungs.
Okay.
But we don't have to smoke it. You can take it just as a tea.
That's right. We don't have to smoke it to have the effect that we want to have. Did you know that the fine hairs on the leaves and the stems protect it from moisture loss and creeping insects and grazing animals? Because those hairs get into the animals' respiratory places and makes it very uncomfortable, so that kind of protects it from being eaten by these animals.
Right. But on a positive note, that same action would help clear the lungs.
Right. So it can be, you know, that's so wonderful that it has the same thing, two different purposes. Also, the leaf can be placed in the shoes, like I said, when your soles become too thin. The Romans used to use it by wrapping figs up in it to keep them from going bad. And in cosmetics, you can make a cream of it or a facial steam again with mullein to soothe the skin. And a strong infusion will brighten fair hair, so if you're blonde, this might be a good rinse for you to use. And the tea will help to relieve persistent coughs. And I can see that our time is coming short here again. I think we're going to have to take a few minutes to go into a advertisement, and then we'll come back to the show. I was talking about the October specials at the herb shops at 160 South State in Orem and 188 South Main in Springville. And you know, they've got some little Halloween candies on special that you're going to want to check out, because Halloween is just a few weeks away. They have the panda licorice and raspberry bars that are on special. They have Glenny suckers, which are really kind of fun to have. Honey taffy. And this honey taffy, they have them 12 pieces for a dollar or 5 cents each. So it's really a good price. Something a little bit better than your Halloween trick-or-treaters would normally get. And it comes from the health food store, and it's made of honey rather than sugar. The people drops are good. I know that I like to go down and buy the people pops when my kids have to take a treat to school for birthday or something, and those little people drops are just as good as the people lollipops, only they're in a drop form. They're 10 cents each. And so you can pick up a bunch of those for your little trick-or-treaters as well and have something a little bit better for them. The Health Valley Root Beer is on special if you're still into root beer and carbonated drinks. It's time to switch and drink something just a little bit better than you can find in the regular grocery store. Also, the Dr. Christopher newsletter, Pancreas Panacea, to give you more information about how the pink tea will work and why it would be beneficial for you to use it, is on special. Also, the Dr. Christopher newsletter is on special on chocolate. So if you're wondering why chocolate may not be the best for you, check out the Dr. Christopher newsletter on chocolate. And a new product we have, ProTrack Emotional Clarity Combination, is just coming into light now. We've put this on special at both locations, at 160 South State in Orem and 188 South Main in Springville, so that you can try this. We've had a lot of good feedback on it, but we want to hear your feedback on it too. So the ProTrack, instead of doing Prozac, try ProTrack. And now back to our show about anti-plague and the wonderful components in it.
Which herb were we talking about?
We were finishing up, let me see. Mullein.
Yeah. You know, mullein itself, even as a single herb, has been used for pulmonary disease, catarrhal cough, tuberculosis, hemorrhage of the lungs.
Oh, that's good.
Dysentery, diarrhea. And a lot of those things happen during communicable diseases, don't they?
They really do.
One of the things it's principally used for is for glandular swellings. In fact, I think of all the herbs in the herbal kingdom, that one's the best known for glands. And boy, do we get swollen glands during communicable diseases, don't we?
We really do. You know, I hadn't thought about that.
So mullein would be one of your best ones for like mumps.
Mumps or tonsillitis. I use that a lot when the kids get tonsillitis. You know, you look in their throat and you see their tonsils are white with those little white spots on there. Boy, you put a fomentation of mullein and lobelia around that throat and you leave it on all day or you leave it on all night, and you'd be surprised when you take it off.
It's been used for thickening of lung tissue, asthma, hay fever, pleuritic effusion or pleurisy, cellular dropsy. Hey, this is a wonderful herb. It's no wonder Dr. Christopher put it in his formula.
And it's so pretty growing out there in the wild because it's so tall. The yellow flowers are so pretty. It's a wonderful herb, very easy to pick out when you're walking around. And the leaves are soft and cushiony. You know, go pick some, play with it, see what it's like, experience it.
One thing that's nice about mullein, it's also a pain reliever.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so there's another thing.
Yes. Good.
It's also antiseptic.
Hmm.
And it's said to have mild narcotic effects without being dangerous. So it's something that was really going to help, you know, in this condition.
Very good. Let's see, the next herb we want to talk about is skullcap. And skullcap, let's see, as a whole plant, it's very effective as a soothing property. It has got antispasmodic qualities to it, and it helps severe hiccups, neuralgia, rheumatism. It helps dry coughs, and I was told it was even good for earache. Skullcap.
Yeah. You know, one of the things about skullcap is it is the herb for the spine.
Now that's what I heard also. You were telling me about it being a specific for the spine and helping to strengthen, cleanse out the spine, that kind of thing.
Hmm. In fact, it'll help out not only spinal cord, but the whole sympathetic nervous system. And so, basically, I would imagine that skullcap was put into this formula almost as a signal, you know, to get the whole body working on this disease.
Hmm.
So it stimulates the spine.
Yeah, Dr. Christopher says it's one of the finest nerve repairing and rebuilding aids. And it works especially well on the spinal cord, which is the trunk line for health for the entire body. Interesting.
It's been used very effectively in nervous sleeplessness.
Huh.
And, you know, when you have a communicable disease, you tend to be a little bit on edge, a little bit nervous. A lot of times it's a hard time sleeping.
You don't sleep well? You toss and turn a lot?
It's been used very effectively for hysterical fits.
Hmm.
So, you know, rather than put someone on Ritalin, let's give them some skullcap.
Sure. Well, it's worth a try.
It's been used effectively for quieting convulsions. It's been used in spinal meningitis.
Hmm.
It's been used effectively for epilepsy, nervous headache, insanity.
Insanity.
Yeah, so I think this is an herb that Dr. Christopher very well felt inspired to put in for all these benefits.
Cool.
It's an antispasmodic.
Right. I think that's great. What about the last herb we have to talk about?
You know, he gives us a choice on the last one.
Oh.
He says use either Uvaerzi, hydrangea, or gravel root. Now, if you look at those three herbs and what's common amongst them, it would be their dissolvent qualities. And so when you have a diseased condition, you basically have a real blocking up of the system. And so these herbs would be put into the formula to break up that congestion. I know we use hydrangea and gravel root specifically for like even dissolving stones. So if it'll take something solid and dissolve it, it's going to dissolve, you know, just accumulations of mucus and such.
You know, absolutely. That's right, because it will be a solvent or a dissolvent to these inorganic deposits. And you know, one thing nice about this, David, is the marshmallow in this combination is a softening emollient that will aid in removing these deposits that these other herbs have dissolved away. And so those two work so well together. Oh, what a smart guy this guy was. To put these together, to have one break it up and the other one soothe it out so the body can pass it out and be rid of it. Wonderful.
Now, that's the herbs that are in the anti-plague formula, except for the most important one.
Oh, yes, the biggie.
Now, when Dr. Christopher put this formula together, he did it a specific way. He took all these herbs, this is interesting, took all these herbs, and he made them in their own separate extract.
Or concentrate.
Concentrate, yeah. So he concentrated these herbs separately. Didn't put them all together and do it. He did it separately. And then we added them all back together at the end. Now, we had another company do this for us and totally screwed it up. Didn't follow Dr. Christopher's directions, and it really didn't work.
It was not effective at all. You have to go back to the original plan.
Right. And one of the things that we have to look at here is that we don't cook the garlic juice. And see, that's the next ingredient. One of the most important ones is fresh garlic juice.
We've done a whole program on garlic, so if you're interested in a whole in-depth program on garlic, you can always call us. But we'll give you a little bit of information about it here. And the garlic juice in this this product is what makes this product a real kicker.
Yeah, we don't, like I said, we don't cook it. We leave it raw, and that's really important. You know, although there are over 30 sulfur compounds in garlic, which all are very beneficial for the power of the product, there's one that's very fragile, and that's allicin. Now, and that's tied with the smell of the garlic. There's a substance called allin that's in the garlic, and then also allinase. And when you cut the garlic, you combine the allin and allinase to create allicin. So you don't have allicin until you actually crush the garlic, and then you have it.
Hmm.
And it's not stable, you know. So you cook it, it's gone, you know, and it's left open a long time, it's gone. So it's a very unstable substance, yet very powerful. And allicin is, I can't remember how many, 100 times stronger than the strongest penicillin or strongest antibiotic out there. But just one part in 100,000 parts can kill microorganisms.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, what about the products, David, the garlic products that don't have the smell?
They don't have the allicin.
They don't have the allicin. No. They took something out of it.
Right. And for some reason, you know, they've had a real hard time stabilizing this. And now they've come up with something synthetic, I think, that they put in the products, and they call it allicin. You know, they've kind of looked at the way it's composed, and now they've, I believe, come up with something that's synthetic. It's not the same.
So it still won't cause an odor, but they right. say the property is back.
And here Dr. Christopher didn't really know about all the technical aspects of allicin, you know, and the instability, and that no one ever told him that you couldn't stabilize it. But this formula seems to stabilize it. You can't make it all up in one, but by doing it separately and adding everything back in together, when the formula is complete, having everything ready and then you put it all together, for some reason, it preserves the integrity of the allicin. And that's why this product stinks so bad.
You can tell when people take it.
You can't even get rid of the odor. I mean, it is awful. The smell is awful, but it's effective. And I think because the smell is so bad, the allicin is there. For some reason, this particular formula was able to preserve that, where all the great scientific minds out there were not able to do that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. At any rate, garlic tends to lower cholesterol. It's an antioxidant, anticoagulant. It makes the blood platelets less sticky. They've tested it and tested it and tested it. You know, they put it in a Petri dish, and they put bacteria in the same Petri dish, but not, they didn't combine them, the garlic and the bacteria. But just being on the Petri dish at a distance, the garlic killed the bacteria.
Wow.
So, also, if you take someone eats garlic and draw a little bit of their blood out and put that with bacteria, it'll kill the bacteria. just the garlic that's in the blood from a garlic eater. And also, someone that eats garlic, they can just go ahead and breathe on bacteria and kill it. So you're actually doing someone a favor, sharing your garlic breath with them.
I'm sure. So is that how you consider coming home from the stinking rose, when you reek of garlic?
Yeah, I figure I'm doing you a favor.
You're doing all of us a favor by breathing on us with your garlic breath.
Well, you know, Fawn, when I come back from San Francisco after going to the Stinking Rose, which is an all-garlic restaurant, everything on the menu is garlic, you can resolve that situation by eating garlic yourself. Because then you don't know it. See? When I've eaten garlic, I can't tell. I can't distinguish the smell of garlic. And so for you to be able to put up with the smell of garlic, all you have to do is eat some garlic, and then you'll be fine.
You just wait. I'll be ready for you this time.
Yeah, right. So anyway, garlic's been tested against streptococci, in cholera, typhoid, salmonella, E. coli. You know, it works really well. In fact, interesting, they did a head-to-head study in India. You'd have to go to India. You can't do this experiment in the United States. You don't have cholera in the United States. But they had it over in India. They went on a head-to-head experiment there. And the strongest antibiotic out there, what is it, chloramphen, whatever. Anyway, the strongest one that's out there wasn't as effective as garlic. In fact, when it didn't work, they used the garlic to save the people from the cholera.
Wow.
So, you know, I keep hearing this stuff about herbs are unproven. Au contraire. They're proven, and they've gone head-to-head with the drugs and have won hands down. So, I wouldn't even think about antibiotics. I would go right for the garlic.
Not with garlic around. There's no need to even consider an antibiotic.
And it's anti-plague for me with this fresh garlic juice that's preserved. Nothing better, and it never fails. Someone comes down with the flu, you take a swig of this every half hour, waking hour. We don't wake people up to take medicine.
No.
People need their sleep. That's as therapeutic as anything else. But every half hour, and you kick it within 24 hours. You know, it might take as much as 48, but I mean, you kick the flu fast.
Absolutely.
Very potent formula.
You know, and another product that's... One other thing that holds this whole combination together is apple cider vinegar. Is one of the main ingredients in this. And did you know that if you drop a culture of almost any known disease germ into apple juice or apple cider vinegar, it will die immediately?
Wow.
By the time you hit the top and it gets down to the bottom of the glass, it's dead. That's amazing. And so apple cider vinegar is a great way, a great catalyst for the rest of these herbs in this combination.
You know, and maybe it isn't just the apple cider vinegar. Maybe it's also the honey. Maybe it's the glycerin. Maybe it's the whole thing. It's the way it's done. But the formula that's put together here works fantastic.
Yes, it does. And it's something that we should have on hand for the winter months. We talked about the winter formula, the CNF formula for colds and flu. Well, this is another combination that you can have on hand for the winter months. I know a neighbor down the street, every winter she calls me and says, I need some more anti-plague. I just have to have it in my refrigerator. The winter months are coming up. Flu time is coming. And every winter she goes down, you know, when the cold weather starts, which is right about now, she goes down and gets another bottle of anti-plague just for insurance sake.
I guess the good plan would be so that you don't drive away your friends with smelling terrible, is to use the cold and flu formula as a preventative. And just in case you come down with something, then do the anti-plague. You know, people go, oh, I can't take garlic. I have to be around people. Hey, if you've got a communicable disease, you shouldn't be around people. And anti-plague would be a way of keeping you away from people.
Well, and besides that, if you take it, you're going to be back to work again within a day.
That's right.
So what's the big deal?
Yeah,
stay home, take your anti-plague, stink like garlic, and then go to work the next day. You'll
right.
be fine.
Yeah, why spread it? Get over it and get back to work.
Right. your boss would enjoy it, would appreciate it, and then you would reap the benefits of having more hours and more money.
And everyone at the office would appreciate it if you don't come in and spread the disease.
Right, right.
You know, I can't understand these people saying, oh, I've got to be to work. No, you do not.
Everybody deserves one sick day a year.
Right.
If nothing else. Well, so this particular product is called the Anti-Plague product. You can get it at 160 South State of Norm and at 188 South Main in Springville. And if you're long distance and you're not in the state of Utah, you can mail for it.
Yeah, that would be Post Office Box 412, Springville, Utah. No, it isn't. It would be Post Office Box 777, Springville, Utah, 84663, address to the herb shop. And they'd be glad to take care of that. Or you can give them a call. 1-800-453-1406. That would really speed up the process. You know, these guys have been in business mail ordering since the 60s. And they mail order all over the world, and they get it to you real quick. And if you're hearing this from a long ways away, you can have it overnight.
Just tell them you need it overnight.
You call them in the morning, and if you want to pay the shipping for that, you've got it next day. So, you know, if you got the flu, it's worth it to pay that extra for the shipping, you know, and get it there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then call the Christopher Publications and ask for a newsletter about garlic or anything else that will give you the information you need to fight these communicable diseases.
Right. You know, I find it's interesting that Dr. Christopher didn't really know that much about science. You know, he wasn't really the scientific mind. You know, it wasn't a chemist and all these things.
You know, and people really blasted him for that.
Right. But here he puts together a formula that works so well and preserves the allicin, which the greatest scientific minds today haven't been able to do. But I thought it was interesting that they had a chemist, you know, a doctor that was in charge of this other company of putting this formula together. And he totally screwed it up. And it just didn't work.
Well, he just didn't believe.
Well, he went through a scientific process to put it together, and it didn't work.
Yeah. Interesting things. I just want to mention that Tuesday nights, the School of Natural Healing is doing their local classes. Each night they talk about two different herbs. And this next Tuesday night, October 22nd, they'll be discussing false unicorn and juniper berries. So if you have an interest in knowing anything about either one of those herbs, or if you just want to come in and see what it's all about, we invite you to come down to 188 South Main in Springville on Tuesday evenings so you can listen and gain knowledge about the herbs around you. This is very important information. All of these single herbs we should know very well and be able to use them.
Now, this next class we have coming up, there is going to be something different going on there if you wanted to show up for this. The doors will be locked until 7 o'clock, and then we'll let them in at 7 o'clock for those two herbs. Before that, we're going to be giving a special class.
Okay.
I guess if they wanted to come to that one, they could, but you'd have to be there before 6 o'clock.
You have to be seated, ready to go by probably 5:55.
Right.
So that we can tape this next class that we're going to be doing. But if you just want to come for the two herbs, the door will be locked. At 7 o'clock, we'll unlock it, and you can come right in. So just hang around the door for a few minutes until you see us unlock it, and then come in and grab your seat.
Please don't bang on the door because we are taping.
Right. They will be taping the lecture just prior to that. And do you want to mention anything about this wonderful weekend we just had?
I think that would be nice.
Yeah.
We just did a great emergency
herbal healing
seminar. It was a quick one. We started Friday and ended Saturday.
It was like 24 hours was all.
We actually had some people from Utah, too, didn't we?
We had a few people from Utah, Oregon, Washington, California.
Most of them had to fly in.
Yeah.
And we had a mountain man there. It was so fun. The activities around the campfire were just a hoot. And he showed us all these tricks of surviving out in the wild. You know, when you just don't have anything, you know, a lot of times you get out there and it's like, I don't have the tools to take care.
Mm-hmm.
And they were able to do things with no tools whatsoever.
Oh, you made ropes while you were out there?
Oh, yeah, and it was amazing how they could make fire with just rubbing sticks together and stuff, you know.
They really did that.
They did. Oh, yeah.
We need to take the Boy Scouts up.
Really, it was amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Mm-hmm. And so the School of Natural Healing is going forward and doing all kinds of fun things. You may want to keep in touch with us so that you're brought up to date on all of this. But do remember that we do have classes every Tuesday evening, and those go on continually. We'd like to see you there.
I thought one of the funny things was about fires. He says, well, if you're stuck in your car, and need to start a fire, and they gave this complicated way, of using the spark plug, to ignite the fire and everything, and as I got through with that, the other one goes, or why don't you just push the cigarette lighter in? It was a really enjoyable. It was an enjoyable seminar.
Yeah.
And
everybody came back smelling like smoke and from the campfire, and but they all had a good time. I think everyone went away feeling like they really gained and had some new information that they hadn't thought of before.
We'll be doing it again in September.
Next September.
Next September. However, if there's a lot of interest, we could do a winter survival one. That would be a lot of fun. And if you're interested in that, give us a call. 489-4254. If you say you're interested in a winter survival.
And if we get enough people
course,
that want it, we can
we'll do it.
Exactly.
We'll snowshoe in there and have a good old time.
And that's exactly what you would have to do, is snowshoe in there, because the cabin is unreachable once the snows fly.
Those are out of the calling area. You just go ahead and call 1-800-HERB-TALK. That's spelled ERB.
TALK.
Yeah. 1-800-HERB-TALK. And we, again, tell us you'd like to do the winter survival, and maybe we'll put it together for everybody. So.
More work, more fun.
More fun.
Anyway, that's. Do you want to do any questions?
Sure, we might as well. We've got time.
We've got a few minutes left.
Since you can't call in with questions, finally ask me a question.
I've got a whole bunch of questions here from people always wanting information, and so I just thought I'd ask a few questions while we're sitting here waiting for the end of the show to come. Is chronic fatigue syndrome able to be cured by cleansing and nutrition?
Well, yeah, but we have to be real careful. Because as far as chronic fatigue is concerned, chronic fatigue happens after a yeast overgrowth. So it's like you get candied albicans, then you get chronic fatigue. It's like the night follows day.
And what do we do for candida?
Yeah, see, and if that's the case, as far as chronic fatigue is concerned, then a juice cleanse wouldn't be the thing we want to do. Because in dealing with candida problems, we want to stay away from sugar, even natural sugars. So even if you're doing fresh apple juice, that's not going to cut it. We got to stay away from sugar. So first of all, we're going to have to get rid of the candida problem. And we've talked about that on the program before, but let's just mention it. We would use herbs like black walnut, pau d'arco, golden seal, garlic.
These are all orally?
Yes, we would do those orally. Even something unnatural, but not as bad as nystatin, would be a caprylic acid that you can get at a health food store. And things like even primrose oil would help. Then we're going to want to take something to replace the flora that has been lost. And, acidophilus is one thing. They've got a good product down at the herb shops called PB8,
mm-hmm.
which stands for probiotic. And so we would take those plus the acidophilus. And then things like sauerkraut, kimchi, rejuvelac, to get the flora buildup. And Bragg's apple cider vinegar, which you can also get at the herb shops.
That's a wonderful apple cider vinegar product because it still has the mother still in it.
Right. And so you're getting that flora.
So once you build up the flora and get rid of the candida, then your chronic fatigue will kind of dissipate?
Well, then once you've gotten rid of the candida, then we want to really build the system and cleanse.
Through nutrition.
Mm-hmm. And I'd look at the vital herbs. I'd look at that Jurassic green. Excellent, excellent for building the system. And then we want to do the cleansing like we've talked so much about on the program. We want to do the LB for the bowel, the LG for the liver, the junipers for the urinary tract, and the red clover combination.
For the blood.
But I wouldn't even think about doing that until we get that candida thing under control. And then we do the cleansing and the nourishing, and we take care of the problem.
That's right. Well, I've enjoyed this hour sitting here in this little closet with you recording this tape.
I think the music's going to come on now. And it has been a good show.
It has.
And not as good a show as when callers can call us and ask questions.
And we'll be doing that next week. So if you have any pressing questions, make sure you write them down so we're ready to go next week.
Don't wait for 2 weeks. I won't be here in two.
But we'll have a good show.
But you'll have a good show. Yeah.
I'll try to get a guest speaker on that show.
So, at any rate, until next week, be happy. Have a healthier you.